fiber.
Thank you, Greg. And it's time for our Farm to Table segment here on the Jimmy John's Noon Report. And it's brought to you by DuPont Pioneer and sponsored by DuPont Pioneer. From world-class genetics to local on-farm agronomy trials to a team of local professionals, DuPont Pioneer is with you. And on the phone with us is Rick Dean, a farmer who is just happy as a clam to be out in the fields and getting started with planting season. Is that right?
You're correct, Terry. We've had a ideal spring here. Actually, it was cold. We went from a jacket to a t-shirt in one day, I think.
That is true. That is very true. Well, let's get folks to know you a little bit, Rick. You are a farmer. Tell us where your farm is, your background, those sorts of things.
We farm in the southern part of McLean County, northern DeWitt County, south of Leroy. Leroy's our hometown. We enjoy being part of that community. And I farm with my brother, and we both have a son on the farm with us now. We raise about 3,000 acres of crops and have half corn and half soybeans, some hay. We also have livestock, too. We raise pork and beef.
That is a large operation, Rick.
Yep. Well, no, it keeps us busy. We stay engaged, you might say.
Well, we want to talk a little bit about planting equipment and technology today. And tell us about the preparation process when you get ready to go out in the fields and start planting.
Our fields have just laid all winter. We did some preparation last fall, getting the fields ready, and working the stock ground. We also do strip till, which we put the fertilizer for the corn plant in a strip so that it's very accessible to that plant. And I really like that technology. It seems like it's been working really well for us the last few years. And then we come in and we field cultivate with a large field cultivator. We go 60 feet at a pass, and so we can cover the fields fairly quickly. And then after that, the field's ready to plant.
All right. Tell us about the difference between tillage and no-till.
We do some no-till on some ground that is highly erodible and things like that. And in that situation, you're just going in, and a lot of times it's on stalks, and you're just planting soybeans into stalks, into the standing stalk stubble. And that works really well too. We've done that for years, and that's working for a lot of people. And it saves the soil. There's a lot of good things about no-till, and there's some people in McLean County that are very successful no-till farmers.
And when it comes to fertilizer, a lot of prep process there.
Yep, one of our things that we're proud of doing is we split apply our nitrogen. We put a little bit on at planting time. And then we put more on while the crop is growing. So that's when the crop needs it the most, is when it's taken up the nitrogen, which is a vital nutrient for the corn plant. And it utilizes it right when we put it on.
Fantastic. Pre-plant herbicide, what's going on there?
The wind has been our friend this year. It hasn't been. There's some springs. It seems like the wind blows all the time. But we just started applying herbicides and our liquid 28% nitrogen about a week ago, and we've had a really nice run here. We're going to be done applying herbicides and nitrogen today, I hope. You know, we can hold that rain off. Lauren was talking about rain coming in. We just need to hold it off for another couple of days, but we'll do what we'll work with whatever happens, won't we?
Yeah, well, the radar shows a little bit, some light rain, so I don't think it's going to be anything too heavy, at least, and that's the good news there.
It is.
Go ahead.
We found conditions the soil's working really nice this year. I think your gardeners from around town there will find almost ideal conditions with their soils this spring. Ours in the field have been working very well. Just a very nice seed bed preparation, and we're getting great seed-to-soil contact out there.
We've been talking with Rick Dean, a farmer based out of Leroy, here on the Farm to Table segment on WJBC. All right, so you've got the ground already. We've got some of the best soil in the world here in McLean County. Let's talk about planting. Tell us about the equipment that you're using this year.
We use a 24-row planter. We pull it with a big 300-horsepower tractor. And so it takes a pretty good strip. You can plant a lot of corn in a hurry with that machine. It is equipped with GPS, and it's really important for us to have our GPS dialed in really closely. We use RTK. It's a subscription service that lets us be really accurate on our placement between the rows so that we can put that corn plant right over that fertilizer strip that we laid down last fall.
Is there any farming operation that is not using GPS these days? I mean, it just seems essential.
There would be very, very few around. And then we also, on the planter, we have monitoring systems that's monitoring the seed flow, the rate, and it's reporting it to us in real time as we go through the field. We know exactly what that machine's doing. The monitoring systems are very, very handy and very nice. You can be very confident with what you're doing.
Yeah, and let's go into plant populations.
Yep, we plant about 35,000. It kind of depends on the variety and the soil type, but you're right. We're blessed with some great soils here in McLean County, so most of our populations are in that 32 to 35 range for corn. And then the soybeans, we'll plant about 140,000 soybean seeds per acre, and we've cut that back in the last few years dramatically. You know, we used to plant 200,000, and now to save on seed cost, we've cut that back, and we're still getting great yields. Mother Nature has a lot to do with that, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Rick, we talked about the technology you're using there, but anything else you'd like to mention when it comes to technology?
Just the GPS is the main thing that we're, you know, that tractor actually drives itself through the field. It allows the operator to watch the other monitoring systems and put in a few more hours. You know, it's not so strenuous. You don't have to. Whenever I used to plant and my dad planted, you were concentrated on that little mark in front of you. You know, you had to work really hard to keep those rows straight. And that was important here in McLean County, to keep your rows straight.
Well, I wanted to bring up something you mentioned earlier, and that is that we did go from an overnight freeze warning into, I think, an 80-degree day. At least it seemed like that. Does that cause you any concern for this season as you were getting the fields ready?
No, we were looking at our soil temperatures, and they were in the 40s. Just the day that we started planting, our soil temperatures were still in the 40s. So this warm-up has been very welcome. We're enjoying it, T-shirt weather, and we've had a nice run of some dry conditions here, so the ground's working great. And no, I think not any huge concerns as long as we get the warm up. You know, as long as we don't go back in the 40s for a couple weeks, which it's that time of year we should be able to count on some warmer temperatures.
And you remember last June where it rained every day? Let's avoid that this year.
Yeah,
huh?
No, I'm with you there. We'll. Get our corn planted, and then we'll take a few little showers. Yep.
Our guest today, Rick Dean, here on Farm to Table, brought to you by DuPont Pioneer. From world-class genetics to local on-farm agronomy trials to a team of local professionals, DuPont Pioneer is with you. Hey, thanks a lot, Rick. We appreciate your time.
Yep. Thanks, Terry. Have a great day.
You too.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Bye.